is that guy? I don't know. Be My Baby, Andy Kim on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy in for Sammy today.
And I'm Jane. And yes, it is seldom we have a guest who needs no introduction because we all know and love him so well from his incredible music and generous soul. The legendary Andy Kim, who recently became a member of the Order of Canada, is on the line with us now. Andy, hi.
Good morning. What time did you get up?
I got up at 3:15. What about you?
Have you gone to bed yet?
I did, but I just got up because knowing that we were going to talk this morning, I figured I may as well have some coffee, black.
Okay. You still have your bedroom voice.
Well, I better wake up because I'm having the best time rehearsing for our show coming up at the Burlington Performing Arts Center.
Okay,
I'm really excited about that.
Tell us about what the rehearsals, what you're going to be doing, without giving too much away about that show.
You know, for me, it's always exciting to do my Christmas show, as you know, but I rarely get a chance to sing maybe two songs, maybe three songs. But when I got the call from the Performing Arts Center, they wanted to know if I'd be interested in an evening with Andy Kim. And I got excited about it because it's an opportunity to talk about my music, to perform my music, and it's almost like an intimate evening, and I'm excited for that. I really am. There's so many things that that inspired me to write my songs and my journey from Montreal to New York City. So all of those things will be happening, and it's going to be very special, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're talking to the one and only Andy Kim. He has a show coming up next weekend at the Burlington Performing Arts Center, and it's an intimate evening with Andy Kim. Andy, you have so many hits. We just played one, Be My Baby. Do you have one song that really gets the audience going? If you're going to see Andy Kim next weekend in Burlington, is there one song that gets the audience more than any other song into it?
Well, it's like asking, what's your favorite child?
Yeah.
Everyone has one. Come on, Andy.
So I'm the third of four brothers, and we always knew that my mother just adored her first son. She loved us all, but she adored her first son, and we always used to have a good time about that. I think that obviously Sugar Sugar is now kind of enshrined in being a very, very special song that was created for the Archies. And then there's Rock Me Gently, and then there's, you know, Be My Baby, and all the other baby songs like Baby, How'd We Ever Get This Way?
Yeah.
Shoot 'em up, baby. So I'm going to sing all those songs, but I really don't have one other than Sugar Sugar that you know, everybody on this planet knows. And whether you're 6 years old or 106. So it's exciting to know that that song is a part of my life and part of my heritage, and to be looked upon as having created something that maybe will go down as, you know, a happy birthday tune. That's probably the one.
Andy, you've told us before that you were a dreamer when you were a kid. At the age of 76, no secret, you say it loud and proud. Are you still a dreamer, and what do you dream about?
Well, my dreams have always guided my journey. I was one of those kids that just believed in dreams and believed in the honesty of what was in my heart and soul. And so I've never had a second thought about creating something or, you know, basically, Jane, I'm just living my one and only life.
Andy, quickly, I just want to ask you before we wrap up here. You, like Jane said off the top, you're a recent recipient of the Order of Canada. With that order, do you get any perks? Perhaps you get, you know, a free box of Timbits from Tim Hortons, or do they send you a Mountie hat in the mail? Is there any perks with you when you get the Order of Canada, Andy?
Well, you know what? The perk was that when I found out it was not a joke or a trick, I started crying, and I was crying because my mom and dad are not here. The wonderful perk is that it just reminded me that I'm a son of immigrants. I just believe that my mom and dad are in heaven, and they're smiling at their son.
I always enjoy the way you talk about your mom and dad. It's really touching. Especially for those of us who feel the same way about our parents. So thank you, Andy. It's always nice to talk with you. Will you come back when you announce your Christmas show?
I'd love to. I don't know. I think you guys are really so patient because I keep coming to you every time, and I thank you so much.
You can come to us whenever you want. It's an open invitation.
Well, I'll get up at 3:30 one morning, and maybe I can get you guys coffee.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, now we have it on record. You said it. You said it on the radio. It's going to happen.
The iconic Andy Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.